Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The job is to move forward, right? Certainly understand what you're saying, and I've really been proud of the way the guys have stepped up. They've had to deal with quite a few situations, injuries. Now in this case, the suspension with Vaughn. I expect the same, quite honestly. Somebody's going to step up. That's what's in that locker room. Somebody needs to step up, and they have to this point.
Bears Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking, of course, the suspension of Von Miller 4 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The first game he'll be able to come back for is that Miami game right before the trade deadline. But in a way, yeah, he is sort of missing a little bit of a soft underbelly for this schedule. I am worried about Houston with C.J. Stroud, of course. I'd even say with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I don't think their offensive line is particularly good, but it does make me a little nervous going into that. But you know, the Titans, I think, should be good. Seattle, that one also a little nerve-wracking. So, yeah, 2 games not so nervous about. 2 games I'm a little nervous about.
And honestly, though, too, like, for any game for him to come back, the Dolphins one's kind of the perfect one.
Yeah, yeah. Who's going to be their quarterback at that point? Do you think it's going to still be Tyler Huntley? Or do you think Tua's back at that point? Because, I mean, Tua has outright said, like, I want to play again this year.
He looked fine on the side. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if he's still out.
You got to start wondering at that point, like, is the season just done?
I wonder.
Because he's on IR.
Let's say the Dolphins give it another week or two, right, and see how it goes with Tyler Huntley, see how it goes with Tua. Does Ryan Tannehill enter the picture?
No, I don't think Ryan Tannehill ever. No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm curious about him because the organization has familiarity with him, not necessarily Mike McDaniel.
I actually wonder if this organization, the Dolphins, I mean, would almost be kind of into the idea of
just scrapping.
We've kind of seen how bad this team can be when Tua's not there.
Mm.
We've also kind of seen our coach has some serious limitations compared to his offensive mastermind, you know, compatriots. You know, Matt LaFleur is blowing teams out with Malik Willis. You saw last year O'Connell for Minnesota was winning games Joshua Dobbs. And like his rookie quarterback's out. Sam Darnold, we're 4-0.
Here we go. Sam Darnold or the Dolphins. Who says no? Darnold or the Dolphins?
Darnold, probably.
No, not in a trade.
Oh, well.
In the offseason.
No, because remember, they've spent so much money on Tua.
Mm,
well, that contract's already there. That's what I'm saying, man. It's going to be the Giants.
That means the Giants. But then what are the Dolphins going to do? Like, I mean, you can't.
Oh, I don't care, but
I don't either. But at the same time, I think they might be mind-boggling. Like I can't figure out what their plan is going to be, and I love it because it's, you know, stay bad. But like, I just don't understand like how you're going to get out of that Tua contract now.
You're not. It, honestly, Jacksonville's feeling the same. The Florida teams are in hell outside of Tampa.
Okay, but Jacksonville's
the same thing. But they're 0-4 with their guys starting.
You're right, actually.
And they're sitting there going, "We literally just paid them. We literally just did this, and it's a disaster." I mean, if you're going from having the quote unquote generational type quarterbacks, the John Elways, the Andrew Lux, the Trevor Lawrences, and in year four for Lawrence, you're winless through the first month of the season. That's a real bad place to be. Yeah. A place that not many teams have been.
Because it's went from, oh, it's he's rookie. Oh, it's the coaching staff. Oh, maybe it's him.
Well, because I don't want to make it sound like first overall quarterbacks have never missed. They have. I do mean the generational guys.
Right.
The guys that are considered the can't misses that have been slotted in as their draft class is number one overall pick in a mock draft for 3 years. And also have the college success to back it up. Lawrence did win a national championship his freshman year. He threw like 35 touchdown passes. He stuck with that on what ultimately we saw was the Clemson downfall. That team did get worse as Lawrence went on. Lawrence himself, though, really didn't. His stats kind of stayed the same. He was just as good. He looked great. He's 6'6". He can run the whole thing. It does feel like they kind of botched it right away by hiring Urban Meyer, and I think even now with Doug Peterson, you're finding out like one of these days, I just don't even have to bring it on air, but I want to deep dive it because it's going on with Philadelphia again. They are such a dysfunctional organization that is not dysfunctional. I guess is maybe the best way to put it. Howie Roseman, their owners whose name I'm blanking on, they're very good. They kind of know what they're doing. Roseman can always put together a really good roster. Their coaches, though, head coaches, specifically post Andy Reid, have like a year where you feel good about them, and it's a tire fire from then on. Chip Kelly was the same thing. Chip Kelly, his first year, went to the playoffs after trading away a ton of people to bring in like a kind of his Oregon offense, what have you. Then tailspin. Doug Peterson in year two wins a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. From then on, tailspin. Nick Sirianni, I think in year one or year two, makes it to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts, who ultimately is the guy that kind of ousts Carson Wentz at quarterback. And from then on, tailspin. What is going on there? I am so confused. And it's the same with the quarterbacks. Carson Wentz, great second year, where you know he's going to win the MVP if he doesn't tear his ACL in L.A. Tailspin. He is now back in Kansas City, and it's been bad since. Jalen Hurts, the year they make the Super Bowl, he looks like a future MVP regular quarterback. He looks like a Lamar Jackson in that mold, just he's built like a fullback. Tailspin. They are a mind-numbingly confusing organization because I think they do almost everything correctly, and then you look at them in 2 years and go, what is going on there?
But it's the resets are so quick. That's the thing.
Because I think their GM might be the best in the sport.
But is he, though? Because how do you constantly go through all these teardowns and rebuilds? Like, the rebuilding, yes, is great, but
it's the same thing.
It's the sustaining success.
It's the same thing. If I could do math, I'd be too powerful. My life had to humble me. Howie Roseman, if he could nail coaching hires, would simply be too powerful.
Right, they had Shane Steichen in the building, and they let him go.
Well, it's the same thing. Frank Reich, though.
Well, right.
The year that they win the Super Bowl, Frank Reich's the offense coordinator. Mm-hmm. He kind of builds the offense for Wentz, and it ultimately worked perfectly for Foles. You saw Foles the next year, and they go to the playoffs and ultimately lose to New Orleans, but they do beat Chicago.
Yeah.
It was the next year or 2 years later. They were still able to kind of work it, what have you. But, yeah, Reich leaves, it's the same thing. And now I don't think they have that coordinator there that's like waiting to take over the helm. But it's just the Eagles are mind-numbingly confusing. I didn't mean to go off on that point. But I
get it. It's NFL's greatest mysteries.
Man, they frustrate me. Let's keep getting connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go back to the phones. We've got Tony on the line. Tony, how are we doing today?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Doing good, fellas. Back to the Bills, obviously. And I want to preface this by saying that I'm not in a state of doom and gloom coming off of the Ravens loss. But I do think there were things that I saw that everybody else is talking about that make me nervous. Nervous enough, fellas, I'll start here. Nervous enough to feel like October feels like a very 2-2 month right now. I get that the Jets are down a little bit, but with that, you know, you got a much better looking Seattle team coming in a couple of weeks. I heard you guys talking in that 7-2 range. I think we're going to get a little scare. I think October is a scary month, and I think it's possible we come out of it with a .500 record in October, taking us to 5-3. Here's, I guess, why. The passing game and the inability for separation, top of the list, and the guy that I don't think anyone wants to really beat up on because, well, he's likable and he's also filling a role that we're drawing comparisons to in Gabe Davis. But Mac Hollins sees the field an awful lot for a dude who brings very little to the table in the passing game. All right. I get the Gabe Davis comparison. I see Hollins as the kind of the point guy sometimes on those picks and rubs and stuff like that. Not only the blocks, he seems very good, you know, in those plays as well. But that's about it, man. All right. That's about it for a guy getting the second most snaps in a lot of cases on a weekly basis and just giving you nothing offensively. Gabe Davis made plays. Gabe Davis won football games for this team. You know, Mac Hollins is not Gabe Davis, and we got to stop that comparison just because, you know, he can block like him. He's a zero in the passing game, and Gabe Davis was a factor. And for me, if we're looking anywhere and we're looking to peel back some snaps, maybe we can find it in Curtis Samuel. But if that ain't it, all right, then I'm all in on anything that adds a pass catcher, because I think we're too dependent on a blocker to see the field a lot as a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Tony, thanks for the call, man. I think that's fair. The comparisons, and you're right, are coming because he's a very good blocker, which was Gabe Davis's sort of big trait that I think did actually keep him on this team as long as it did, that there weren't more frustrations from the Bills outwardly about his very notable inconsistencies as a wide receiver. You're right. There were games, Gabe Davis won them. I mean, let's be honest, 13 seconds, if it's a win, if that's in the win column, it's Josh Allen, and then right below him, and I mean barely below him, is Gabe Davis's record-breaking performance where he just carved up Kansas City, right? He had multiple times in his rookie year against the Colts, memorable. He had two just absurd sideline catches going into halftime that ultimately allows them to get a score before going into the half. Mac Hollins, you're right. You're not seeing enough of that. I will say, though, Josh, and you brought this up too. I wonder now with Curtis Samuel's name being thrown out there and hearing Joe Brady basically say, like, we need to get him the ball more. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be better of getting him more involved. And I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested.
I want to see what that looks like.
Because I feel like at times Curtis Samuel could be like Khalil Shakir 2.0.
Yeah, another slot guy, another yak guy.
Shakir was kind of looked at as that sort of next version mm-hmm. of the slot receiver. And I think that Samuel was one of the earlier versions of that, right? Like, it's going to be interesting to see how they get him involved because I don't really know how they're going to use him. They could use him many different ways. He's a different type of receiver where he's
But so far, what we've seen is not good. It looks a lot like the Isaiah McKenzie role.
Right, and again, that's the problem is you haven't seen him line up as a wide receiver. You've seen him line up under center, taking a snap on a trick play.
So good.
You've seen him taking handoffs as a running back.
I'm kind of all for that.
It's not that bad, but I would just want to see him more in the passing game before you get all cute and put him in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
Because James Cook has had a great season as a rusher so far, or as a runner so far. So it's really not that bad in terms of why are we putting wide receiver at running back? He should be out wide where he is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you have problems in the run game, then you have that conversation. But I just think that when you look at a guy like at Curtis Samuel and what he's done in the past, I don't understand why they didn't start him out right away as get him the ball, see what he can do. Because in the preseason, they were, and he was doing fine.
Especially because he's the one receiver you brought in the offseason that you signed to a multi-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like when you did that, and it wasn't a major deal, but it's 3 years.
Right.
It felt like, okay, you're going to have an idea of what to do with him. And so far, it has not really seemed like they have a concrete idea what they want to do with him. On the October schedule, me and Josh brought it up too. I mean, the games against Seattle and Houston
Those are the two big ones.
Those are the ones I think they can definitely lose. The Jets team, to me, they are one more bad week away from literally imploding. The Titans, that's a miss at quarterback with Will Levis.
Especially if he's hurt, which it sounds like
he's going to play. That's still a miss at quarterback. He doesn't really scare me all that much. They are getting healthier on defense, even with losing Vaughn for four games. They are getting healthier on defense.
Yep. Getting Terrell Bernard. Hopefully back
this week,
yeah.
But we'll see on that. 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones and Josh Mick. Got to take a quick timeout here. Taylor, we'll get to your call after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.